Morning world, welcome back to Live Long Log, the podcast where I share a day in the life and anything else that's going on. So first off, I'm recording this video, sorry, this podcast, a day late, which is very out of the ordinary. Normally I rarely publish on the same day, but I always record on the day after I'm talking about. But today I'm not, because yesterday I didn't do basically anything of my morning routine. I'll get into that in the next episode. Anyway, so 2 days ago was Thursday the 7th of June 2018. What happened on Thursday? So I woke up and I was super tired. I really seriously struggled to get up, and even though on Wednesday night I'd gotten about 6.5 hours sleep, which is the most sleep I'd had so far this week. On one of the days I only got 4.5 hours sleep, but it wasn't as hard to get up. And the reason I found it so hard to get up, I think, is because on Wednesday I ate an incredible amount of junk. So I'd been, quote unquote, clean, eating no refined sugar or chocolate or any of that stuff for 2 weeks. So I thought, okay, cheat day, we'll do it. And my housemate bought donuts, but on our team, the point menu of us there for various reasons, which meant that there are a lot of donuts. So in the end, I had 5 donuts. He had 4. Other people had like 3 or 4. I had 5. God, it's ridiculous. So I had loads of donuts. And then, so woke up a bit late going to work, a little bit later than I would have liked, just because I was so tired, and then got in. My hay fever hit me really hard, so basically the whole morning I was just so uncomfortable, constantly going to the toilet, trying to blow my nose and that kind of stuff. Not ideal. But I managed to get a decent amount of work done, working on the front-end development project that I've been doing for a while. So I was working, doing some stuff with that. And then for lunch, every Thursday, some of the other guys on the team like to go out and get food somewhere every Thursday. And sometimes I go, sometimes I don't. So this time I decided I'd go, and they went to McDonald's, or we went to McDonald's. So I got a Big Mac and a Chicken Legend. Obviously not as a meal, because I don't really, the chips are just so greasy, I don't really enjoy them. I'm trying to avoid them. And salty as well, so I just prefer the burgers on their own. It is a little bit more expensive. Like, they ended up being $7.30 or $40 or something to get that. But it was very nice having a Big Mac and a Chicken Legend, so that's good. And then went back to work, doing a bit of Portuguese, and then got back to work, working on the front end of the project, front end development. And then in the late afternoon, left work for jiu-jitsu. So left, came back, put some vegetables and lentils in the microwave. The lentils that I'd cooked on Sunday, I think. So cooked all that, had that for dinner. That was actually really nice. I really enjoyed it. What a contrast, right? Having a Big Mac and a Chicken Legend for lunch, and then lentils and vegetables for dinner. Crazy. So I had that, and then went off to jiu-jitsu. It's a really good class, really enjoyed it. We were doing some chokes from mount. So one where if you're the person on top on mount, you get a deep cross grip on their collar. And then you're trying to stay really low. In your other hand, you sort of pass your hole up. So your right arm, say, has the cross grip on the collar, and your left arm goes like flat on the floor next to the head, and you move it up and around, over their head, and then your arm twists them with this deep grip on their other collar, and then you pull that in front of their neck, and then you sort of let your weight drop onto their chest while pulling them upwards and pulling your elbows together and dropping your head to the side, to the right side, and then hopefully you get a choke. That's one of the things we're doing. I can't actually remember the rest. Bit of a shame. Anyway, and then had some really good roles. Then was talking with some of the others, a couple of people from Jiu-Jitsu after class, outside. And then before I knew it, it was about half an hour had gone talking to them. I was like, oh, huh, it's approaching 10 o'clock. I don't want to walk home past 10 o'clock. I was going to, but then when one of them said, hey, do you want me to give you a lift? And I was like, yeah, yes, please. So that was cool. So I had a lift, got home, did some stuff on my computer, and then went to bed later than I should have, pretty much. I think my housemate and I actually watched some anime as well after Jiu-Jitsu, but I can't really remember too much. I suspect that we probably did, though. Just trying to think, what other things did we do in Jiu-Jitsu? We didn't do this on Thursday, but it's something we did recently was fusion side control, the baseball bat choke or whatever it is, where if you've got them in side control, if you can get that, say on their right side, from their perspective, if you're on the right side, then if you get the fargi, their left gi lapel, if you get that and you sort of try and pass it over their arm and essentially have their arm constrained in a sling kind of thing, with your left arm behind their head and holding it down, when you've got that, what you can do is bring your right arm in to grab the other end of that, and then you can, with one arm behind their neck and the other arm above, and you turn away and move your head towards the floor, you can get a really good choke there as well. And that's just a random thing that popped up in my head. I think we might have done that Monday, I'm not sure then. Anyway, I'm going to end this episode here. Hope you have a fantastic day. See you around. Stay awesome.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.